This is What Was Wild Around the League. Sponsored by Wild Eagle Saloon. Locations in Broadview Heights, downtown, and Streetsboro. More details at wildeagle.com.
Hi, What's Wild? We do it every single week at this time. And it was, I want to say wild week at the NFL. I thought it was kind of a stinker all the way around. Not just with what happened with us.
Pretty tame week, yeah.
Don't you think?
Well, the wildest thing happened here. And we spent 2 hours on it already.
Yeah, you're right.
That was wild.
I'll start out with
Lima's wild thing.
Detroit. And I did think it was a bit of a wild game, man. You saw some excellent skill position stuff in that game between the Lions and the Vikings. Detroit put up 21 points in the second quarter. But what I found to be most wild of all, I can't believe this resurgence by Jared Goff. He had 3 incompletions yesterday in that game. And it wasn't just yesterday. If you look at his last 4 games, he has 15 total incompletions. 3 yesterday against Minnesota. He had 7 against Dallas. He had no incompletions against Seattle and 5 in a win over Arizona. So they've won 4 in a row. He's been darn near perfect.
Jared Goff's your MVP. Come on.
Is he?
Probably not.
What about Baker? Is Baker up there?
I'd rather have Jared Goff.
It's not Mahomes.
No, it's not Mahomes.
Mahomes has what? 5 touchdowns, 7 interceptions?
Correct.
Right now, I think you're right. Goff, with that win, they knocked off Minnesota from the ranks of the unbeaten. And that was a fun football game yesterday. So I will go with Jared Goff and the Detroit Lions. Mitch?
Mitch's wild thing.
Frustrations brewing for the Jets after they fell to 2-5 last night in the loss to the Steelers. And Aaron Rodgers, after the game, getting a little testy with a reporter.
How do you get everybody to keep the belief when it seems like a lot of the same mistakes?
Stop listening to you guys, number one. Number two, got to be accountable. I got to play better. That's the key. I got to play better. Got to find a way to run the ball better so we can action pass. You know, I thought did some nice things in the passing game. Brees obviously had a couple of really nice ones. Spread the ball around to Tay, G, and Allen. Mike had a nice conversion, but we got to run the ball better, and I got to play better.
Stop listening to you guys. What does that mean?
How is he listening to them, I guess my question.
Are the players listening to the media? Is that what he's saying, or the fans?
Well, he's always getting a jab in at the media one way or another. And with a lot of his fans, watch it. He's going to go after you. With his fans, you know how Aaron Rodgers and his fan base is. Like, anytime you poke at the media, it's a win. So I don't know why he's thinking media the first thing after a loss.
Us and the media didn't make him trade for Devontae Adams. They traded for Devontae Adams. Yeah.
Well, he made them trade for Devontae Adams.
Well, either way, okay, they traded for Devontae Adams. Yeah. They're the one who lost the football game. They're 2-5. Not the media. Phil Mushnick is not 2-5.
Yeah, it just seemed odd. And a combative relationship? Like, he's only played in, like, 8 games there.
Yeah, it's probably time for that to be over.
Great. Going well. Good.
Owen?
Owen's wild thing.
All right. Saquon Barkley revenge game yesterday. Eagles go into New York. They win 28-3. Saquon Barkley, 17 carries, 176 yards. He had a touchdown as well. On the season, 658 yards. He's averaging 6.1 a carry. But he said in the postgame he had a little extra motivation against his former team.
That was crazy. I mean, I've seen my jersey get burned before on social media, but the timing of it, like, I'm locked in, I'm listening to my music, and I see, like, the fans, and all I see is fans just pointing, and I look, and I'm like, where are they pointing at? And I see smoke, and I'm just like, my jersey getting burned. So, yeah, that was definitely different. I don't know if I ever experienced anything like that in my life, and, you know, hopefully I don't experience that again. But in that moment, I was ready for 3rd-and-1, let's just say that.
Yeah, driving into the stadium, seeing the tailgaters, they were burning his New York Giants jerseys. We all saw how that went down on Hard Knocks and everything.
I defend jersey burning.
Okay, let me ask.
Sure, money. If you want to set it on fire, go right on ahead.
Go ahead.
We always act way too outraged over jersey burning. Set the thing on fire. I don't care what you do with your money. Safely. Don't hurt anything else.
Was the first real jersey burning ever LeBron that people talked about?
Oh, I'm sure plenty of people burned jerseys before, but that was the most famous one.
But the one that went viral. And so I guess I would ask this question. Has anybody in the last 10 years burnt their sports jersey without filming it. The only reason anybody's doing it is to film it.
I don't think there's a point to it.
No, right.
Buddy of mine burned a jersey, and we didn't film it. We were kids. Yeah, we were young.
The only point that maybe these guys didn't film it, but they definitely made sure Saquon saw it.
I guarantee it was filmed.
We were 33 years old.
I would like to say, but he's been pretty good all season. It's not like he just showed up for this game.
He has been. Kenny?
Ken's wild thing.
We wrong to question Mike Tomlin? Were we wrong to do that? Russell Wilson, 16 of 29 last night, 264 yards, averaged 9 per on completion, 2 touchdowns. The Steelers now 5-2. Is he hitting all the wide receivers that Justin Fields could not hit yesterday against the Jets? Yes, I go right back to the Jets, Jets game against the Steelers. And sub-question, apparently they fired the wrong person when it comes to the New York Jets. They shouldn't have fired Robert Saleh.
Well, who should they have?
I don't know. Maybe they should have just let go of Nathaniel Hackett. That
would be great if they let a different person coach their team every week the rest of the year.
Oh, they might have to.
Even pull some of those New York Jets fans out of the media. If Jeff Saturday got to coach.
Maybe that's why they're taking away some of Fireman Ed's in-seat responsibilities to get him on the sideline.
They should bring in old players, old fans.
That would be great.
Go ahead. Bring Peter Schwartz into coaching.
If Fireman Ed, if they are truly phasing him out the way he says they are.
Wait, he says they're phasing him out?
Phase him into a front office role.
They won't show him anymore, Kenny. They won't show him on the big screen.
That guy is weird. It's weird.
Can you imagine having to take to social media and, guys, Fireman Ed here, have to make a statement. It pains me to do this as a lifelong Jets fan.
What?
But they are phasing me out of the in-game activity at the stadium. Can you imagine taking yourself that seriously?
You know who's never burned a jersey, though? Fireman Ed.
No, he would
come
put
on,
it out.
It's a hazard.
He would put it out.
He would have some decorum.
One of the funniest things Francesa has ever said, which Francesa isn't funny, but it was actually funny. They told him, I happened to be listening, and he found out that Fireman Ed was retiring. And he's you get a pension for that. You're going to retire from being a fan. What's your retirement plan? he kept it up, and because he was so deadpan, it was hilarious. Then Fireman Ed came out of retirement, and now he's upset. It's getting weird,
that
man.
Was what was wild around the league.
But either way, yeah.
Sponsored by Wild Eagle Saloon.
You know, one day.
Locations in Broadview Heights, downtown, and Streetsboro. More details at wildeagle.com.
Now start talking.
Maybe we were wrong about Russell Wilson.
Our
love of Justin Fields has blinded us so much.
I did say last week, I wondered if Justin was not, you know, we talked about going through the reads. I wonder if he wasn't doing that at all.
There's a certain host in Pittsburgh who says, I'm going to lay off Tomlin for a while.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you know it's serious then. Holy Toledo. All right, coming up at 9:20, is it a loser mentality to feel that your team had a wonderful season? I say no. Coming up next, don't...